much for agreeing to do the interview for Living Histories. As you know, this project was started to get a clear sense of folks that lived here at a time when the county was a little different than it was today. But what's particularly amazing about your family is actually your family came to this country in the 1660s and settled in Jamestown, Virginia. Is that correct?
Yes, it was.
And then in 1762, your family migrated to Florida. Where did they go at that point?
Well, they were in St. Augustine.
And they settled there. And then finally, in 1850, they came to this area, which was Hernando County at the time.
Yes, that's right.
So when did the Pasco part of Hernando County occur?
In 1887. I believe it was May of 1887.
And basically, at that time, was this community called Port Richey, or was it still Hopeville?
In 1887? I mean, when we had our...
In 1887, when Pasco...
It was Port Richey by that time.
It was Port Richey.
Because the Port Richey Post Office was established in 1884.
But before then, this Port Richey area was called Hopeville.
That's right. It had its own post office.
Isn't that amazing? Now, you actually were born in 1919.
Right.
Which brings us up to date for us and this interview. Remembering little unique things about your childhood. So 1919 was towards the, I guess, at the end of World War I. And so you were a young child in the 20s. What was this area like in 1925? What was unique about the area?
Well, that was during the boom, you know, and that's when it started building up with... some of the movie stars.
Is that right?
And Gene Sarazen and so forth, and building the big homes on Jasmine Point.
Gene Sarazen was the golfer.
That's right. That's and right. He just died a couple years ago.
That's right. It's recent.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And when we were kids, we were a sense of community, all West Pasco County. You know, Arapeca, Hudson, Port Richey, Newport Richey, Elfers, Odessa, everybody knew everybody, and it made it really nice.
What was your family doing at that time?
Well, my father was a civil engineer, but my grandfather Nix, Henry Robert Nix, that developed here early on, he had bought most of Port Richey in 1902 when they had a big land sale, and so... He had provided all of his children with acreage, and we had citrus. And of course, we had our own gardens, vegetable gardens and fruit trees and everything. And always remember the mullet. We had plenty of mullet and grits.
Were there many cars then, or mostly everything was horses and carriages?
Well, in my life, it's always been cars. I was born right down where Catches is now, and a house right next to it. And I said one day, I wondered how Dr. Allball got from Tarpon Springs to deliver all of us kids. And he says, my husband said, well, for heaven's sakes, they had cars when you were born. And that Jeff Miller that's doing all the website for Gulf High, he gave me a picture of the bridge that came right out by the house where I was born, from a wooden bridge that came across the river there.
What was school like then? What kind of school did you attend?
Well, I attended Pierce and Gulf High, and it was... as I said, everybody knew everybody, you know, and it made it really nice, and our teachers were able to take an interest in it. I remember especially Mrs. Talitha Waddy Revels, that she had no trouble getting us to study and finish our work, because she would read the Tom Swift stories to us.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she says, now when we finish our work, we'll continue with Tom Swift. And she was just a wonderful lady. She.
So that was Gulliver's Travels.
Well, it was Tom Swift.
Yeah. So what classroom, what kind of materials did you have to work with?
Well, I hear this cigarette debate, and I remember them giving us charts, little fold-back charts of the of how what effect cigarettes had on the lungs.
That was back in the
in color.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
And I said, people say, well, cigarette companies don't put enough information on the packages, but back then it made an impression on me when it showed big ulcers on your lungs with.
What year was this? In the
28.
Okay, so there was evidence at that time that there was concerns about smoking.
Yes.
So you were being discouraged from smoking.
Yes, we were. And I say there's no excuse for anybody that can read or listen or hear to do that today, because it's certainly been made plain. The information's been there. People would just listen to it.
So smoking was bad even way back in 1920.
That's right.
Isn't that something? What were the Depression years like? Because during the Depression years, you must have been a young teenager.
Well, yes, but that's the best education I ever had, is learning how to take care of things and make feed sack dresses and grow gardens and utilize what was available. And we were really better off here than in the cities. I understand that, because we had chickens and cows and for milk and pigs and we had our citrus groves, and of course we picked wild huckleberries and blackberries and all of those things. And we had garden, had all the seafood we could eat. It wasn't scarce like it is, and wasn't expensive like it is today. My father knew just when the tide was right, and he'd take a wash tub with a little colored boy that he took care of after his parents died, and he lived on our place, and he would drag that wash tub, and Dad would fill it up with mullet, and make sure that all the neighbors, black and white, all had mullet for dinner that night. And that went on as many times a week as they wanted it.
So did you meet your husband here, I guess?
No, up in North Florida.
Oh, so you met him in North Florida. And did he come here to live, or you stayed in the city?
I brought him here.
Oh, you brought him?
Well, I lived up there for a while, and we were married in 1948, so we've been together 55 years.
So Walter is your husband?
Yes.
He he was in the real estate business.
Yes.
So what were some of the major transactions when he was working back in the, what year did you get married?
1948.
So mm-hmm. What kind of real estate transactions were there way back then?
Well, he was in the seafood business, because his father was a sea captain.
Oh, okay.
And he sailed down from, I tell him he's half Yankee, because his father sailed down from Gloucester, Massachusetts.
Right.
And went to his home in Carabel and met his mother and married her, and he never went back till my husband was 16 years old.
Oh, is that right?
He never went back to Gloucester.
So your husband wasn't in the real estate business?
No, he was in the seafood business.
Oh, seafood business. Okay.
Even after we moved down here, he was in the seafood business.
Okay.
But he always wanted to be in the real estate business, so he had a chance to sell our business, which is down where Corman's Landing is now.
Okay.
And then he built the outpost, which is out on 19. And
all right.
And then he had a chance to sell that, and he sold that and went to real estate school. So he's then he, let's see, I guess about 1959 he went into the real estate business.
Did you do anything, were you employed at that time, or what were you doing?
I've always been a mama.
Always been a...
And a grandma. And now a great-grandma.
Oh, that's wonderful. And if I had to, I know when I can look back, you know, when I was younger, and I can remember very amazing things that happened in my life. If you had to pick out a particular incident to talk about when you were younger, what would come to mind?
Well, you know, more than likely it would be something sad, because my mother died when I was 10.
Oh, my.
And my grandfather, Nick, died when I was 8.
Yeah, can you remember the outbreak of the war or some things that were very significant?
Oh, you mean World War II?
Yeah, World War II. Yes.
Well, you know, Dr. Phil asks that question all the time, and I can't. I enjoy all aspects of it, and for the life of me, I can't think of any one thing.
Do you remember any teacher that you particularly liked? Or
that helped? Mrs. Revels.
And she basically read Tom Swift.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I couldn't understand how the universe worked.
Okay.
And she says, well, I'm going to see that you learn that. And she put fruit on strings from a framework, and so that I could see how those...
Is that right?
She put grapefruit and oranges and apples and everything on that thing. I said, oh, now I know.
So you understood it after that.
Yeah.
What was your favorite car back in the 40s?
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember one of the family cars?
No. Cars don't mean much to me. I like a good, well-running car, and I've had all brands except foreign cars. I don't have any foreign cars. I like the Chevrolets and the Fords and the... my last car.
Do you remember when the hospitals were built?
Yes, I do.
And
my doctor was the...
Yeah.
Dr. Robeson was my... he was my family physician. He delivered two of my children.
So he was an early physician in this area.
Yes. He was his picture's hanging in North Bay now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was the hospital... I guess... North Bay was the first that was built?
Yes, it was West Pasco,
right.
Of course.
In fact, it was a county hospital at that time.
You know, I don't know that part about it, but I know that they didn't allow the DOs to practice there.
Is that right?
There was a separate thing, but I don't know the details of that. When my children were born, which I tried to get Dr. Robeson to deliver my boys at home so we could say that all the generations had been born here. I was, I wanted my sons. Now my grandson was born in Newport Richey, and my great-grandchildren are here now. So, but he wouldn't do it. I had to go to Tarpon Springs to have my boys.
Yeah, so you had cattle and citrus?
Now, we didn't.
Okay.
Now, we didn't. My parents and grandparents did.
You mentioned your father was a civil engineer.
Yes.
What kind of work did he do?
Build railroads and bridges and things like that.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything local that he was involved in?
No. Well, he was a surveyor, too. He surveyed most of the property here in this area. But he built, I don't know if you've ever been to Perry, Florida or not, but he built the LOPNG going out from Live Oak Perry and Gulf Railroad.
Is that right?
But it's no longer in existence.
Yeah. Now, if you thinking in terms of what it's like today to live here, what do you miss the most about the way it was back in the 30s?
And the 40s? Freedom and the peace. You know, nobody locked their doors. Of course, you hear this from people even in the north. Mm-hmm. When they come down, it's just getting so crowded. And I try to keep my little corner of the world. We just sold this property out here.
Was that right?
And But I try to keep my little corner of the world with native plants, and I raise key lime trees to give to people. And the lady from CARE, she said she wanted me to bring her a tree when they have the reception down there, so I have a tree for her.
Any comments you want to make about young folks today and what should be important to them?
Their family values and getting back to basics. So many of the young people, including my own, they expect to start out with as much as their parents have worked 30 and 40 years to achieve, you know, and it makes them go into debt so badly. And they should learn to work for it, you know, and acquire things as they do. I found out on watching one of the House and Garden TV programs the other day that I'm right in style, because it said that if you're going to furnish a room, don't go out and buy a suite of furniture. Collect pieces of different kinds and put them together. So I'm right in style. I've acquired over the years, you know.
Puts a little character into the furniture.
Well, they said that buying a suite of furniture was out of style, out of fashion.
So I'm going to ask my favorite question. What was it like here before air conditioning came?
Well, you know, we seemed to get along fine because our houses were built Florida style. These houses they're building today are not Florida style houses. They're built right on the ground. They're built door to door. The house I was raised in was a big 5-bedroom house, and it was built up on piers, you know, and lots of windows, and you could keep your house open then.
You had big fans?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Just high ceilings and...
Yeah, I can remember my dad on very hot days, with lots of trees around our house, too, and most always had a breeze, but... on very hot nights, he would take a page out of what was his name in Apalachicola? Can't bring it up, right?
John Boy.
Huh?
John Boyce.
Gorey.
No, not
Gorey.
Gorey. Oh yeah, Gorey. He would take a block of ice and put it in a basin and then put the fan.
Okay, and blow the
breeze.
Blow the
yes.
Cool air from the ice.
Yes.
And that was the air conditioner.
Yeah.
It got too hot.
Yeah. But we didn't, I don't know if we just accustomed to it, just grew up that way. But, you know, we didn't wear those long petticoats and all like they did in early years.
Where did you go for entertainment? Like, did you go to a local movie house or something?
Well, my dad was real good about taking us. He'd take us to Sarasota in the winter to see Ringling.
Okay.
We'd go to Tampa, to the Tampa Theater, and that's one of the highlights. I remember going to the Tampa Theater to see Tom Sawyer, and then going to Cress's store, a five and dime store it was, and it had a basement in it that had a snack bar, but it was a restaurant really. But and I ate my first pecan pie there, and then we'd go to summer in North Carolina and things like that. So, and we had boats, we'd go out on the boats for the day. And I remember one time, there was a big hotel right at the corner of the I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of it, of the Manor Inn.
Okay.
It was the York Hotel. The girl wrote a story about it just recently and put it in the Tribune, but she had it placed in Newport Richey, but it wasn't. It was right here in Port Richey where the fire station is now. And it had closed. So a bunch of us kids got... we went. There was a huge wood box. I guess it was nearly as big as my dining room there. And we went in through that wood box and went into the ballroom and had a little folded, a little portable,
Victrola.
We squeezed orange juice and used a lantern for light and had a sock hop right in the ballroom.
Right in the ballroom.
Right in the ballroom. And it was a lot of fun. It didn't hurt anybody. And then we go canoe rides up the river.
Was the Suncoast Ritchie Theater open then? Was it a
no.
house then?
No, not during the Depression. I think it closed. Okay. When my husband and I moved back down here in 51, it was open. But they ran one movie a night. It wasn't called the Suncoast Theater.
And it was the Megan Theater?
No. See, I went to the, when it was the Man Theater when I was a kid, before the bottom dropped out. I went to movies there.
Yeah.
They had talkies there. But after we moved back down here, they had one movie in the evening at 8 o'clock. And you were there or you didn't see it.
One show only.
Yeah, and made it nice for them and for everybody else. You made sure you didn't come in the middle of the movie.
So any final thoughts?
Oh, well, it's just been really mind-boggling the way this area has grown. Because in 1951, when my husband and I moved back down here, there were 29,000 in Pasco, all of Pasco County. And now, what is it?
350,000 people.
So you can imagine. See, I worked with Fred Marchman on that school plant survey 1 year, and we tried to project what the growth would be. And at that time, that was in 1974, I think, at that time, we needed like 5 new elementary schools in West Pasco. And, it just, and since then, it's just exploded. My granddaughter says, in going to school in different places, she says, everybody's grandma lives in Newport Richie. So I said, yours doesn't. She lives in Port Richie.
Well, thank you so much.
Well.
And we're going to try to make sense out of this interview so we can get a nice capsule of life in Newport Richie when you were younger.
Port Richie.
So I would assume you're not for the merger of Newport Richie.
Yes, I am.
Well, you are.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that. Yeah. We've always been one. We'd go to school there. All of our activities were there. When the Chautauqua, read about the Chautauqua someplace the other day, and I said, that was a big event when it would come to Gulf High, which is Swetman now.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're more than
welcome.
Thank
you for letting us come into your house. And I'm going to have a cookie.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
I took one batch out. My daughter had to come.